Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord we're able to share this time together. And let's just pray. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your love. We thank you, Lord, for the Word of God. We thank you for your guidance and your direction in our lives, that you've, and also your comfort, you've not left us as orphans, but you sent the Holy Spirit to be with us as our companion, as our advocate, as our counselor, one who walks beside. And we thank you for the empowering agency of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for his sensitivity. Help us, Lord, to become more and more sensitive to the Holy Spirit, his direction, his counsel, his guidance in our lives. For we know that the Father directs us into his divine will for our lives through the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for who you are. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit, the triune God in one. And we bless your name. Thank you for your ministry to us today and the words of life that you give us. Amen and amen. Praise God. Are you hungry for more of God? Are you hungry for a move of God? I believe that in order to see the revival we've been praying about for years, and yes, God is answering prayer. Revival has spread in various locations around the world, but not to the extent that I believe it is. We're going to see it. That has been prophesied in recent years, that there is a great last end time revival that is coming before the end comes. But revival starts on an individual basis, and God is moving to stir the flame of passion and heart in our heart, that the flame of that first love, if you will. But in order to accomplish that, we have to be willing to let God be God. We can't necessarily look at moves of God in days past and say, well, that's what God did then, so maybe we'll try the same formula, because God won't be put in a box. He will not be legislated, if you will. He will not conform to what we think would be a great idea. So often we pray and we get an idea and we think, oh, Lord, this will be really great if you could follow it, because his ways aren't our ways, his thoughts aren't our thoughts. And in many places, and sometimes after several mighty moves of God, what happens? Men have, because that's the nature of man, they love to control, and they might mean well, but they want to control what God is doing so that it will stay the way, that nothing can hurt it, nothing can pollute it. And while that is a honorable motive, we have to stand in awe of the move. God is fully able to take care of himself, if you will. He knows exactly what needs to be done. You cannot limit God. You know, I was thinking of an episode in the life of David, the reason I'm laughing, that Saul sent three contingents of soldiers after David to kill him, to assassinate him. This was the beginning of Saul, of David running for his life, and the Spirit of the Lord fell on them, and they all prophesied, and then Saul got upset. He finally went himself, and the same thing happened to him. The Spirit of God came upon him. Now, he's after David to take his life. He falls down, disrobes, and prophesies there all day. So God has a way of just making havoc of the plans of a man. And so we've tried in days past, we collectively, the body of Christ, to build a wall around one truth and through this, they have stopped the flow of the Holy Spirit. And as a result, that move of God ceased to grow. And then there was just spiritual vegetation. It just, the move of God died out. And all we have to do is look to Azusa Street, the historical documentation of what occurred. And so men, in our own natural carnal nature, are unwilling to see what they've invested so much time and effort in to be torn down. Yet the work of building up man-made ecclesiastical systems and man-made doctrines are being torn down by the Spirit of God. And God is placing a hunger for reality in the hearts of his people. He's making his word come alive in the inner man, the inner heart of multitudes, and the seed that's been sown in fertile ground is beginning to blossom forth. Praise God. God has a time for everything. To everything, there is a time and a perfect season for everything God desires to bring forth. Before God's plans can be carried out, there is something that has to happen, though. Man's ideas, our motives, our personal motives, and our personal efforts must come under submission to God's Word. And not only His Word, but the Spirit of God. And that doesn't necessarily mean that He would change what you're doing, but maybe how you're doing it. Think about that for a little bit. God is revealing His Word to many, and once he brings that spirit of revelation, they'll never again agree to turn God into a four-walled institution, if you will, or religion. God is omnipresent. He exists everywhere. And he's not going to conform to our little regimens, if you will. God's people are not going to sit and be misled into the snare of man-made organizational systems that deny the power of God. If anything, we need the power of God as never before, manifested in a reality and in a force and in a dimension and dynamism that we have not known. He said, in the last days, he will pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy, he said through Joel, the prophet Joel. And God is pouring out his Spirit in these days that Jesus might be glorified, that he might be lifted up, and that the body of Christ will be quickened by the Spirit of God. Do you want more? I want more. More, Lord. More understanding. More revelation. And with that, Lord, the ability and the heart's desire to walk in it. We don't want revelation for the sake of head knowledge, Lord. Give us a heart to submit and yield to you. 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, verse 18 says, "But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." Another translation puts it like this, "And we, who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory, are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit." That's the NIV. Well, so I will share other versions, but to me, there's nothing like the King James that says it. A 100-fold walk with God is simple. Did you hear what I said? If to be 100-fold sold out to God is simple in theory, a little bit more difficult in practice. But what is it? It is a life that is fully surrendered to God, with Christ indwelling our hearts and in complete control. A person whose life is so yielded to God that their only desire is to bring glory to Jesus Christ. Now, that's not just a one-time come to the altar and surrender your life to the Lord and give him complete control. Beloved, it's a daily event. Because as Paul found out, that godly, wonderful man of God, and we have certainly as many challenges, if not more, than that dear man of God. He said, "O wretched man that I am," he found another a force working in his members, the carnal nature, and only through the power of God would that be destroyed. But we have to be willing to decrease that he may increase. Jesus said in the Gospel of John, the 4th chapter, verse 34, "My meat," or his food, if you will, as necessary as that is to our natural body, he used natural things to illustrate spiritual principles. "My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work." So it's not only doing what he's called us to do, but there's a finishing, there's an accomplishing of our particular work. And that's true for the body of Christ. He gave, as we read in Ephesians, fivefold ministry, what for the edification of the body of Christ, until we all come into unity. Yeah, that's an important thing. We're not there yet, are we? We're working on it. And into the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Praise God. That is the high calling, that he might present, we may be presented to the Father, a perfect bride without spot, stain, or wrinkle. That's another message in itself, the spots, the stains, and the blemishes. But God is doing a work, and beloved, I believe you're hungry for more of God. I know I am. And so let's continue this pilgrim journey together. My time is coming to a close for this broadcast, and we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I hope you'll be able to join me, and if at any time you can't, you can always listen to the broadcast. If you go to the website, unveilchrist.org, and click on the broadcast, they're there for your listening pleasure and your convenience, at your pleasure. Praise God. Well, beloved, my time is gone, and I bring this broadcast to a close, but not without giving you an invitation to write and share your needs, or just say, "I enjoy your broadcast. I enjoy listening. You're part of my family, whether you're right or not." So take that. Hear that. I pray for you every day. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.